All right, what's middle, my fellow galactic adventurers? This is Deep End. Welcome to the show. And for those who have not tuned in before, you will soon see the type of things that we explore. It's a little bit difficult sometimes to just simplify it into a concise statement, but I would just say that it's basically an out loud exploration, somewhat of a representation of the inner process that is ever occurring of processing everything that occurs within our experience and attempting to allow differing levels of consciousness, things that we may be aware of on a conscious level, things that may be below that skin per se, below the water, the whole bulk of the iceberg, and also the totality, the kind of collective aspects of the super consciousness that connects all entities throughout time and space, and space-time, time-space, because we know that for each and every aspect, there is going to be a multidimensional representation of it, right? So we're always thinking of space as being in three dimensions, and many people then don't realize that time also operates within three dimensions, because that is something that is tough for us to wrap our heads around. Typically, people are thinking of time as linear, and even only as having one axis, right? Forward and back. But then you have up and down and left and right in time as well. That's how you end up with time, space, and space, time. Now, I can't deeply go into that topic because a lot of this is stemming from work of a scientist named Dewey Larson. I've just become aware of this, but that concept at least stuck with me. So once I get deeper into that, we'll see what it gleans, because why I wanted to come forth with a message after so long is I feel that we're entering, as we always are, but a very volatile nexus of energy on this planet right now. I just found out yesterday, and some of you may have seen this, that the Schumann resonance, which is the actual vibration of the planet that is emitted into the vacuum, into space, is changing drastically. And this is unheard of, because for a very long time it was rather stationary around 7.83 hertz. And I know in 2014 it began to shoot up to double that, you know, 10 to 15, which was seemed very anomalous. Now, however, though, even in the past few days, it's been spiking up to 35 hertz, which is unbelievable level of frequency change. Now, even though this is more on every level, not just on a physical level, the first thing that occurred to me was, okay, let's look at this Earth population. Now, first of all, let's put a disclaimer. This is not humans only doing this, right? Shifting the planet. It's just that we are playing a huge role in it. We know that we're always traveling through different parts of the galaxy, our whole solar system, right? And our galaxy is then moving within the local cluster, and that cluster is moving within, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And therefore, cosmic energies, the background radiation of the universe, which is a funny term to me, because you almost would term it the foreground, because it's so determinant of reality. I mean, these are frequencies that are beyond the range of hearing and sight for humans. Now, it's always changing. So that's the main been the main problem with this reductionist science of the past 150 years, at least, that relegates everything unknown to the invisible leftover, which ends up being at least 90%, if not 99%, of reality. They just say it's unknown, we don't comprehend what's going on there, and it's relegated as relatively unimportant. Just like in DNA, only 3% of it is actual coding DNA that is doing physical processes. The other 97% appears to be inscrutable. That's why it had been termed as junk DNA. Some term it as potential DNA, because it seems that obviously it has latent function, or functions that we can't comprehend with the type of instruments that we're currently utilizing. So, snap back through the multi-tiered digression that just occurred, back to when I was saying it made me contemplate what the actual mass would be of the entire Earth and how much would correspond to each human being. Because that is absurd to think that the entire frequency of the whole planet, including all of the mass, all the minerals, everything on it, would be able to vibrate at a frequency that is several times that of what had been somewhat stationary for a rather long time. Now, that being said, measuring the Earth's actual frequency is a relatively new science as far as we know. I mean, those of us that are in the know happen to speculate that the ancients most likely had levels of information and adepthood that would just flabbergast us today. So perhaps the gut instinct is that it's always changing. However, this is just, you know, a sort of latchable data point for us to indeed confirm that things are shifting at a very fundamental level right now. So it just helps one to keep a clear vision and a sane head and heart space to see that, in fact, if we're aware of the planetary, solar system, galactic cycles that are occurring right now, where we are in all of these myriad cyclical movements through time-space, we would actually not be so surprised to see what is occurring right now on a societal level, on a socio-political level, which it's almost like a reality TV show, right? It's become more absurd, just as absurd as what the media tries to portray it. It's actually making their jobs very easy in the mainstream, because things are indeed extremely divisive in many ways. What we also realize, though, is that there is a corresponding level of social synthesis that is occurring. Do you see it? Are you tapped into it? Because we see that many people are banding together in constructive manners, realizing that we are the co-creators of our destiny, that we are independent and interdependent at the same time, and that it is entirely possible for us to be entrepreneurs that start to blaze trails or follow the roads less traveled, right? And establish ourselves in unconventional ways. Because let's be frank, all of the rules are changing. We see that with the recent political elections that's going on. We've seen that within the perspectives of people, the shift of the sympathies of humanity, right? Whether it's the leftist or the conservative, it all appears to be reversing polarity. Everything that was up was down. Everything that was left was right. And there are many people feel that they have no ground to stand on. Now, that is what occurs when there is no firm foundation in being, in essence, right? When one is founded on the extremities, one will surely fall. And it's all of us. You know, I myself recently has been a very volatile time period and somewhat of a challenging time period. It's been face to face with what? The self, which contains one's own enemy. The only thing that you could consider to be the adversary, right? The shadow or the dark reflection. So coming face to face with that, viewing all individuals and things as facets of the Creator, there's nowhere to escape. There's nowhere to run away except into yourself. So think about that. Creating this labyrinthine structure, this maze out of oneself. It's the ultimate absurdity. And these are the games, right? These are the pastimes, the recreation that is constantly being engaged in. So, again, remaining level-hearted, remaining in a middle head space, a middle energetic space, we unite rationality with feeling. We deeply embody that compassion that is necessary in order to process the past traumas and translate that into a future energy potential through transmutation. It is what can be termed as the great work, a grand synthesis, right? This is an astonishing destiny. So the less that we pick and choose favorites, whether it be moments of our life, whether it be different individuals, whether it be different activities, the smoother this reality and our growth process will be. That being said, this is the golden ideal that sits atop the jeweled throne of our philosophical, lofty endeavor, right? All of the ways that we clothe these simple things in difficult terminology such as that, to the point to where it almost seems nonsensical, right? And then that develops into what is termed as being pretentious. Pseudo-profundity, right? Because is it really necessary? Eh? However, the function of all of that is this dignity that is craved by the being, by the human, the being of color, of a wide spectrum, that desires for the very highest self-actualized potential and sometimes falls short while play acting towards it, right? So whether we fall short in the manner of feeling that we are uninformed, simplistic, and uneducated, or we fall long in the area of becoming hyper-intellectual, desensitized to what could be termed as the mundane realities, and then start to become embroiled into concepts that actually have little to no counterpoint in reality. They are mere constructs of this mental faculty, the higher mammalian brain, that which is capable of reason, which is a stepping stone into the superhuman brain that is in its current development, which can, in a brief instant, allow and activate hyper-evolution. That's right. There are truths that are not embodied in any sort of concrete representation in plain sight. That is the true meaning of the essence of the esoteric or the hidden. It means that there are certain revelations that must occur inwardly because they are too subtle to even be portrayed via the channels in which we're looking for them. So try and search Google, look at YouTube for the inward self-actualization, the exquisite shining of the diamond body. How could that be? All we have are signposts, a roadmap, a general outline, but this is dynamic. So we're challenged with that and given the opportunity to either cling to that which is atrophied and stagnation and wallow in self-misery and pity and shame, or acknowledge the volatility of those feelings and allow them to pass away. What could be more profound? It is the change that is noticed. That is why we speak of contentedness, serenity in the face of obstacles, maintaining that peace of mind and that smoothness, in spite of the fact that the ups and downs of the roller coaster of life are inevitable to whatever degree. You see, because this reality is infinite energy. It's an infinite infinity beyond a conception. If you're dwelling in a vessel, it is by its very nature, as it will expire, limited. Because for something to hold the entirety of all energy, it must be beyond all time. It must be beyond all space. And the aspect of our nature that corresponds to this unlimitedness is alive. It's waiting. This activation in the moment through tones, sound, vibration, energy is never far away. The non-local nature. Can you ever feel future waves hitting you? The shock of the realization of the destiny of yourself in a different time that is coming to meet you, that your fuller self, your truer self, that is connecting past, future, present, all in one philosophical now, all in one moment, that eternity. All right, family. That's where we're going to leave the discussion. I hope you really enjoyed this brief exposition. And again, welcome to those who are new to the channel and welcome to those who have been around. My name is Dan Pendergraft. Please reach out to me. I'm extremely inspired to connect to each and every individual that has their own magical viewpoint, perspective, struggles and successes, it all is woven into the cosmic tapestry, wholeness, and I will connect with you again soon.